The Mountie and the Skuksro, a Dusaf folk song, written and sung by Lutzula. The melody comes from a traditional Swedish medieval ballad. A cold wind blew on a winter's night. The moon shone down on a woman's flight. A man came searching on her track to find her and bring her back. She climbed through the hills and climbed through the snow, and evermore cold did the storm winds blow. He caught her at last and he kept her warm as they lay in each other's arms. They lay for a night and a day, and a night came out in the day when the sun shone bright. He said, "You must face what you have done. You can no longer run. I would give you my heart, I would give you my hand, and all of the riches that you could demand, if you will save me from lock and key, and leave me to wander free. I cannot claim your heart nor hand, and neither can I your riches demand, for I must follow my duty's call, no matter what else may befall." For 10 years' time she dwelled in the dark, and she cursed his name both wide and far. For he had left her lost and betrayed, but she would be free one day. When 10 years' time had passed and gone, she left the dungeon pale and wan. She sought for him in the north and the south, till she had found him out. Despite the hooks she had left in his soul, he thought his life was beyond her control. With a loyal friend and a wolf by his side, and the work in which he took pride. Then he saw her standing amid the crowd, a ghost from his past so fair and proud. He thought a dream had come in the day when he saw her face again. Her skin was fair and her lips were red. Her voice was full of things unsaid. Her hair was black like the darkest coal. He loved her heart and soul. She said, "When both our lives are low, will you not love me better now? When I am free from the dark at last, will you forget the past? The past we never can undo, but I would make a life with you. I gladly would love you in every way, if only you would stay." But her back was hollow, her heart was black, and false was her face as she smiled back. Deep in the dark she had spun her spell, and now she had cast it well. "Now where is your duty and where is your friend? And how shall you your good name defend? Where is your wolf and what is your fate when love is mixed with hate? My friend is gone, my wolf is hurt, and my good name you have dragged in the dirt. You have done by me as I have done by you. Will you damn me to darkness too? I will have you for my own, or you can go to hell alone. When nothing is left of all you hold dear, then what can keep you here? Why do you take my love by force when you know my heart is already yours? But though you bind me to your will, my duty holds me still." But when she cried come, he could not stay. She held his whole life in her sway. He came running to reach for her hand and at her side to stand. His friend had seen him in his fall when he could not resist her call, and thought to stop her as she flew, but the bullet went askew. His flight was halted by iron cold. Her spell was broken, it could not hold. He faltered and fell and lost his breath, and lay as if in death. She left without him on her own, and no one knows where she is flown. He lives still with the iron mark that kept him from the dark.